Moncrief on News Talk.
If you've ever hoped you might discover the footprint of a dinosaur, there's an app for that. It's called the Dino Tracker. One of the people behind it is Steve Brusati from the University of Edinburgh. Good afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon. Hi from Scotland.
Are dinosaur footprints common?
Dinosaur footprints are more common than dinosaur bones, I'll tell you that. It's not that they're super common. It's not that you're going to go out, dig up your garden, find a bunch of dinosaur footprints. But when it comes to fossils, when you think about it, a T-Rex living 66 million years ago, it had one skeleton, but it could have conceivably made millions of footprints in its life. So dinosaur footprints are fairly common as fossils. That means we want to study them as paleontologists, but it can be quite challenging, and that's what we hope our new AI app can help with.
Okay, so but is it possible that somebody listening could be just out for a bit of a stroll and come across and say, I wonder what that was, and then, you know, it's a dinosaur footprint. Are there undiscovered ones, do you think?
Yes, absolutely. We find this all the time here in Scotland. A lot of the work that we do here at the University of Edinburgh with, you know, myself and my students, we work on the Isle of Skye, which is a gorgeous place. Great landscape, enchanting culture, lots of dinosaur footprints. And we go out and find them, but oftentimes new footprints are found by people who are out walking, people who are hiking, and they get in touch with us. And so that's one of the great things about paleontology is you don't need a PhD, you don't need to be a professor in order to find a fossil. Anybody can do it. And that's another reason why we hope that this app, which is free, open access, easily available online, that it will be useful to people out there that might find a footprint.
Yeah, and so if they use the app, what will the app tell them about the footprint?
So the app is based on a new AI, artificial intelligence network that we built. It was led by a physicist colleague of mine, Gregor Hartmann's his name, in Berlin, and we worked with him to build this. And this AI network is based on thousands of footprints that the computer has looked at and summarized and recognized the variation in those footprints and determined the best way to classify them. That's what underpins the app. That's what's underneath the hood. And so what you do with this app, quite simply, is if you have a footprint, let's say you're walking out somewhere on the beach, on the Isle of Skye or wherever, you see something that looks like a dinosaur track, you can take a photo of it, generate an outline, put it in the app, and it will tell you which dinosaur footprints are the most similar and why that is. Is it because of the number of toes or the length of the heel or whatever? That's what the app does. So all you really need to do is have a photo of a footprint, and you could put it in the app.
And presumably, will the app take into account where the photograph is taken, what the land might have been like however many million years ago when the dinosaur was walking along and things like that?
That's a great question, and right now, no, it doesn't.
Oh.
We are hoping to add that because this is really the first version of the app. Like every app or every iPhone or whatever, you start with the first version and you change it, modify it, improve it over time. But we do want to add that because that context is important. The age of the rock, the type of the rock, what part of the world it's from. But right now, what the app does is pretty straightforward. It's all based on the shape of the footprint. It can take any footprint, and based on the shape, it'll tell you what other footprints are most similar.
Right. Okay. And so does that narrow it down to like half a dozen different, it might be one of half a dozen different sorts of dinosaur, or, you know, how specific can it get?
Yeah, exactly. And that's really what it does, because by knowing which footprints in the database, your new footprint is most similar to, that narrows down what your new footprint is. Is it from a meat eater? Is it from a long-necked dinosaur? Is it from a stegosaur, you know, the ones with the plates on their backs and so on? You can figure that out by using the app, by putting your footprint in the app.
Okay. If, say, somebody, though, was, you know, an amateur paleontologist and also a dinosaur impersonator, could you fool the app by a big pair of rubber dinosaur-shaped feet and you leave marks in the mud with it?
You probably could. You know, the app, like anything, it'll take an image that you give it and it will tell you what in the database that image is most similar to. I could put a photograph of myself into the app and it would probably be utterly confused and it would say there's really nothing. It would tell you it's most similar to something, but you could see right away from the output that is just nonsensical. So that's one of the great values of this, is that it's just very objective. You put an image in, it will tell you what in the database is most similar, and if there's nothing in the database that is similar, it will show you that visually right away, that your track is nothing like anything else. So that is also helpful, we think, in distinguishing between real dinosaur footprints and maybe something that kind of looks like one and you're not really sure. The app should help with that as well.
Yeah. I presume, though, you'd know, or paleontologists would know, like what were established and were there established dinosaur paths where they tended to go back and forth doing whatever dinosaurs do?
Yeah, doing whatever they do, you know, just walking around, loitering, looking for food, finding a place to sleep, you know, all the normal things they would have done tens, hundreds of millions of years ago. We think, yeah, there were places that they frequented. Some dinosaurs probably migrated from place to place depending on the seasons or the weather. Here in Scotland on the Isle of Skye, we have hundreds and hundreds of dinosaur footprints made by meat-eating dinosaurs like T-Rex cousins and ancestors. We have footprints of giant long-necked dinosaurs that were the size of many elephants put together. We have footprints of the stegosaurs with the plates on their backs, of duck-billed dinosaurs. So we have an entire community, and we have very few bones, actually, very few fossil bones. We have some, but the footprints are what really tells the story, and that's why we're so enthused about studying them.
When there were dinosaurs on the Isle of Skye, was Skye an island?
It was part of a differently shaped island, really, and parts of Ireland were the same back in the Jurassic period. You know, this was about 170 million years ago. The sea levels were different. The positions of the ocean were a bit different. The continents were in slightly different places. And what's now Scotland, or at least part of Scotland, was part of an island, but actually a smaller island than it is today. But there were plenty of dinosaurs. And the same is true in Ireland. There's not a lot of Irish dinosaur fossils. Only a few bones have been found in Northern Ireland. But undoubtedly there were more, and undoubtedly there are more fossils out there to be found if people just keep looking. And that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah. No, but, well, how did dinosaurs get to islands?
It depends on each case. It's like today, you look at whatever, you know, Corsica, Sardinia, Sicily, Cuba, whatever, you know, islands that exist today, and there's plenty of plants and animals on those islands. And sometimes those animals or plants would have gotten there when the sea levels were lower and the islands were connected to the mainland. Other times they might have got there by swimming out, by rafting out. There's a storm, and there's a bunch of stuff that just floats out. There's a lot of ways you can get to islands, but these dinosaurs probably would have either swam out there or they would have traveled out there when the sea level went down. But we don't really know for sure because this was 170 million years ago.
Sure, but do we know for sure one way or the other whether dinosaurs could swim?
We don't, but so many animals today are good swimmers. You can go online, go on YouTube, put in, you know, deer in swimming pool or something like that. You'll see all these videos people take, especially back home where I'm from in the middle part of America, of things like deer and raccoons and stuff, you know, getting into the swimming pool. So lots of animals can swim. Animals are generally pretty good at swimming, and dinosaurs, many of them probably could too.
Steve, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Steve Brusati there from the University of Edinburgh.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.